Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो खो रही है आज बाबुल करोना न पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो आज बाबुल करोना न पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का प्यारी प्यारी वो गुड़िया बिछूती प्यारी प्यारी वो गुड़िया बिछूती बचपन की सफिया भी छोटी सुना सुना हुआ घर का आंगन ले ले गया ले गया उसको साजन सुना सुना हुआ घर का आंगन सुना सुना हुआ घर का आंगन ले गया ले गया उसको साजन तुझको जाना था एक रोज बेटी घर बसाना था एक रोज बेटी तुझको जाना था एक रोज बेटी घर बसाना था एक रोज बेटी
6 minutes after 11 Central African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh on this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. Well, it's the 30th of Sha'ban, 1442, corresponding to the 13th of April 2021. I want to welcome my beloved engineer, Brother Bonface. I want to welcome the beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and Company. And I want to welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2782-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad into the program. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. In South Africa, Southern Africa, mashallah, it is the 30th of Sha'ban. And tonight, inshallah, will usher in the Mubarak, blessed month of Ramadan. We all should be reading Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, make this month a month of khair and goodness. So that is wa rushdin and righteousness. Three words, Abu Dawood hadith. When any lunar month starts, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. So Allah Ta'ala make it Mubarak and accept us all, inshaAllah. So that is number one. And number two will be that a person must know that some countries like Makkah, Medina, and Masjid al-Aqsa, many other countries, Already it is first Ramadan today, Tuesday, but we will start tonight, tomorrow. In fact, I'm looking at my watch now, Molana. Mm-hmm. Watch come from Medina also. Is that Fajr watch? It's showing first Ramadan. So anyway, it's got that Makkah calendar and so forth. So we will start tonight, tomorrow, Ramadan, inshallah.
Ameen.
And read that dua. Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin, inshallah.
Ameen, 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 tumma ameen. Somebody say, Jo Ustad, what must read if a person wants to get married, Ustad? This is from Roshni, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we know that the person should be reading Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Surah 25, verse 74. Read that abundantly, and inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla wala will let you get married very soon, inshallah.
Ustad, anonymous sister says that I would like to stop using birth control pills, Mufti Saab, but my husband does not want me to stop. Am I allowed to stop without his permission, Ustad?
Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us la ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. This is a golden teaching and maxim of Islam. There is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. So whether it is parents, whether it is husband, whether it is wife, whether it is children, whoever teacher, so you don't have to listen to your husband and remove all that. It's all not permissible, harmful to your body, and it just brings about more problems than solves problems.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, can we ladies go in Tabligh Jamaat? There are about six of us ladies, of Ustad, but of course all married. And she wants to know, if yes, then can it be proved by Quran, Hadith, or statement of Sahaba, Ustad?
I'm asking you a simple question. Tomorrow you get visa and you go for Umrah, and is sunnat, is nafil, is not something compulsory. So is it permissible or not? So you must remember it is permissible, and you must remember it is something good. Then, mashallah, then what you will do, you go perform Umrah, you go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. So similarly, if you go with your husband, you go with the mahram, your father, your son, your brother, so in Jamaat, in Dawah, Tabligh, all that, totally permissible. So that is common sense. But nowadays, sometimes common sense is not so common. So you must remember that the ulama, some I know, they say is not permissible and so forth. We respect them. But on this issue, we will say fatwa is permissible, and taqwa, you must remember, is that people abstain. And people must practice on the parda al-hijab fil-buyut. You must stay in the home, the women. So remember, so that is very good. But if they go with their mahram, their husband, then it's permissible.
Ustad, anonymous says that talaq given by a bipolar person, Mufti Saab. My husband is bipolar, and during one of his episodes, he gave me 3 talaqs. When I told him that we are no longer in nikah, he insists that we are still married. He claimed that he didn't know what he was doing. Ustad,
remember, all these are feeble excuses. Either they will say they were bipolar, or either they will say they were very angry, or either they will say they were under the influence of drugs, alcohol. In all these cases, you must remember the 3 talaqs are valid. Ask him when he was going to shop and job, when he was driving, then nothing, no bipolar. Only time when he gave 3 talaqs, then he remember his bipolar. So people just try and use this as a bahana, as excuse. Remember, the 3 talaqs are valid, and you must move out. You can't be staying with him. And every moment you stay with him, Allah's curse is on both of you. Immediately, either the husband moves out, or either the wife moves out. You can't be living in the same house under one roof. Definitely not permissible.
So the listener says, Ustad, my sister wants to get married, but we don't like the guy, dear Mufti Saab. He is bipolar, so we fear for our sister's life. She refused to go for a second samustaran. Ustad, please advise, Ustad.
So for what she has to go for samosa run, she must stay at home. Her nikah to this person is not permissible if her father, the family and them are saying no. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. The nikah is not valid without the consent, you must remember, of the father, the dada, the paternal grandfather. So in a case like that, where the family are not giving consent, even if she gets married, that nikah will be null and void. So we must remember, sister, I appeal to you, remember the Mubarak month of Ramadan is starting South Africa, Southern Africa, tonight, inshallah, tomorrow. Today we're not fasting, tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be fasting. So remember that take the dua of your parents. Don't break their hearts, you, the daughters especially. Always say, O Abi, O Ummi, if you are happy and the boy belongs to the Ahlu Sunnah, you get married. Not that what you think and what you feel and so forth, and you take their bad dua, remember their bad dua, then you will never be successful. So forget this boy, his history, you carry on with the geography, and you must remember that you make khidmat of your parents. Parents, you don't have to go for no samosa and bhajia run and all that. So the boy will come to you because you're making dua in Ramadan and taking your parents' duas.
Anonymous sister says, Dear Mufti Sahab, I would like to remain strictly anonymous. My husband, who is bay'ah to a sheikh, he says that his sheikh told him that he should tie the lungi for this 30 days of Ramadan. Mufti Sahab, we women also have needs. What do I do in this situation, Ustad?
So you must remember, for him to listen to his sheikh and all that is not compulsory in these type of issues. Trying to say that he must come, maybe the sheikh is the one's company, you know, and all that there. Then they'll make more panchat and gossip and all these things here. Yeah? So come sit here and leave your wife and children. Will the sheikh pay all the bills? Will the sheikh look after the wife and all this? So you don't have to listen to the sheikh. And this kind of sheikh who impose upon you these kind of things, you must break your I'll look with them. Tell them Jazakallah khair. So remember this, you must go first to your wife, to your children, fulfill all your needs and so forth. That is first. To go sit by the sheikh is nafil, and for the etikaf and so forth. So therefore, that's why last night Q&A also I mentioned, half the sheikhs today, the three quarter you can say in the world, South Africa, the world, corrupted sheikhs themselves, you must remember. Therefore, okay, let me just make that announcement. I'm supposed to make it afterwards, let me just make it now. We are on the topic. You see, speaking of corruption and dhal and mudil, the leaders, ulama and sheikhs and all that, we don't see all of them obviously, but many of them, totally upside down themselves, and they lead others also astray. You call it dhal and mudil. Dhallu wa dhallu, Nabi alayhi salam said, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So you must remember that yesterday, all hadha min fadli rabbi, allahumma laka shukru kullu, that we sent out the PDF of the book, Ummati, Ummati, and protect your iman. Protect your iman. And mashallah, it is under the auspices of Darul Iman. So anybody wants a PDF, there's no hard copies. Only PDF, you send a message to Maulana Arafat, you send a message to me, 071, my number is WhatsApp number, 071-888-1184, and we will forward it to you. We will forward to you the schedule, the program for Markaz Sahaba also. There's one announcement, right? So for the book Ummati, Ummati, protect, you will see how the corruption goes, how they fool the Ummah, and so everything is there documented. Those ulama who compiled all that and the others, brothers and so forth, Allah reward them all fi dunya wal akhirah. Their sincerity is so much, they don't want their name. So Almighty Allah reward them. That's one. Tomorrow, inshallah, is Ramadan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our program from 2 to 2:30, remember, make a note of that, 2 to 2:30 will be Mondays to Thursdays on Sirius FM, Brother Faisal Asmal, Brother Yusuf Asmal, and our Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, my brother Suleiman Esop, he will be the host, and we're training him up, inshallah. And then the questions and answers, Ramadan Q&A, that is 2 to 2:30, Mondays to Thursdays, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and on Sirius FM between 2 and 2:30, special Ramadan Q&A. So inshallah, whatever questions you have regarding Ramadan related issues, So you can post them and we will answer them inshallah between 2 and 2:30 in the morning. Also the program will continue, but they say another special we give you. Ramadan is a month of barakat and khairat and rahmat, so therefore we also increase the programs like that inshallah.
Her sister says from Jamistan, Mufti Sahab, that her daughter is 17 years old. She wants to know, can we get our daughter married, because they got a very good proposal from a very rich family. Mufti Sahab, Ustad. A
very good proposal because they are rich family. Now try and tie those two things up. So basically, you want to give your daughter to that family, very good family, because they're rich. So it means your intention is not the piety and not the deen, but or the character, but it is the mal. If that is your intention, I don't know, but that's the way the question is posed, then fa innama adallahu, Allah will disgrace you. You must remember that. So if that is it, and if the boy is pious, they belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they're not Qadianis and Shias and Aga Khanis and all this happy lot here, that the kuffar. So you must remember, in a case like that, the person got deen, piety, and they got wealth, then alhamdulillah, she must be happy, the parents must be happy, and make sure she knows how to run a house. She's 17 years old. Does she know how to make a roti? Does she know how to make bajias and samosas? The husband, he can be rich, then they have more musti. They will have him more spoiled. So a hungry man is an angry man. Remember that. And I suppose maybe after Ramadan, Shawwal is the best time to get the nikah performed. So they will want the nikah quickly and so forth and so on. So if you want to go that direction, then make sure you know how to run a house. Remember that. But just to look at wealth, then you're making the biggest mistake.
Allahu Akbar. 19 minutes after 11 South African time, 084-786-3132. You need to listen to this one, Ustad. A Rivat sister says, Mufti Sahab, I have accepted Islam 1.5 years ago, and I'm learning every morning from Markaz Sahaba, dear Mufti Sahab. But Mufti Sahab, my husband says that certain Mufti told him that when we are napak in the month of Ramadan, it's permissible for the men to touch her, not she touch the men. Ustad, a Rivat sister.
Remember, Allah alone knows what he asked the Mufti Sahab, whoever it is, and what the Mufti Sahab said. Sometime people, my sister, Allah's shukr, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy on me, you, and the whole ummah. We were born Muslims with Allah's help and mercy. You embrace Islam, alhamdulillah. Sometime people have the word I use, my sister, selected amnesia. You know what is selected amnesia, my sister? Certain words of the Mufti they understand, and certain words they don't understand. They don't want to understand, so they come give a half a story. You see, now let me give you the masla and everything, and it's very good. You raised a very important masla. When I used to teach in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, I used to teach them, you know, a lot of things, but two words I used to use. I say al-masailul hamma. So hamma means important masail. So they knew that this might come in the examination. It was a clue I was giving them. And sometimes, as you say, al masailul harra, hot masail. You see, so this one falls in the second category. But it's very good. We have to discuss it. Now tonight it will be Ramadan, right? Now husband, wife say, darling, yet you know what? Ramadan is starting this date, so let us fulfill one another's conjugal rights, right? So they fulfill one another's conjugal rights. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night they slept. Cut off time, we just say now that 5 o'clock, right? So 5 o'clock is cut off time. We just give round hours, right? So on the hour. So now they woke up only 4:30, 4:45. Now they look at the watch, they say, hey, it's gone so late and so forth, you know. So they had their suhoor and they had their pre-dawn meal. So the ghusl, compulsory ghusl, the bath, they will take after the fasting time, 5:15, 5:20, 5:30, 5:30, they will take the ghusl. So will their fast be valid or not? The fast is valid. But according to the Hanafis, our recommendation to you will be, sister, brother, husband, wife, that before the fasting time, the sahri time ends and fasting time starts, just go goggle your mouth properly and, you know, three times properly, goggle your put water in your nose, in the nostrils, and so forth, and then you take your bath after that, so it's fine. So after that, and during sehri time, after sehri time, you touch one another. Touch one another, like, don't mean now. So with kissing, French kiss, and all that, no. Mm-hmm. Or embracing one another with passion, and that, in the, that's not permissible. But if you just touch one another, you must remember that is permissible. So the husband can touch the wife can touch the husband. And if it is, you must remember, by touching you mean to be passionate and kissing, French kiss and German kiss. So all that not permissible, remember that. And during the fasting time. But the issue I want to really explain to you, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Al-Janabatullah Tunafis Sawm. That is the usul. That if you are in the state of junub, ceremonial impurity, husband, wife were intimate at night, and now when sehri time ends, suhoor time ends, they are still napak and impure, and now the fasting time starts, so the fast is still valid, you take your ghusl after that, no problem.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 0847863132. We do have another revert sister, mashallah, from Escort, listening to the bliss of marriage. Dear Mufti Sahab, we really, really learning a lot from you, dear Mufti Sahab. Please make dua. This will be my first Ramadan, my first Roza with my beloved husband, who's a Rivat also, Ustad. This is from Escort, Ustad.
MashaAllah, let's give you all the glad tidings, subhanallah. That is, Almighty Allah teaches us, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. They tell the non-Muslims, once they leave their kufr and shirk, they leave their blasphemy, and they leave, you must remember, they are polytheism and idol worship or whatever religion they were following, then remember the previous sins are forgiven. Then they're like a newborn baby. Subhanallah, what a great glad tiding. This is Allah giving you, oh my brother, my sister. So wonderful. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Innal Islam Yahdimu Ma Kana Qabla. You, my brother, sister, you want the reference of the verse I cited, quoted now, chapter 8 and verse number 38. Chapter 8 and verse 38. And the hadith of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that will be that a person, you must remember that Innal Islam Yahdimu Ma Kana Qabla, that when a person embraces Islam, it erases, expunges the sins of the past. So that is what happens to you. So any question you got, mashallah, please pose them, and Allah will make easy tonight after Maghrib. Now read now with me. He like, see, we're making your program for you because you're new Muslim. So I'm making your program for you, husband and wife, and then for the listeners. So Maghrib time tonight, husband, you will go masjid, wife at home. And once the adhan goes, then read, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Simple. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. So that's the dua, sunnah dua you read for the beginning of the month of Ramadan, first. Then Maghrib Salat finished, then read 2, 2, 2. You read 6 rakats, 3 times 2. You get reward of 12 years ibadat. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin mentioned in Abu Dawood. 12 years ibadat, 6 rakats you read. Remember the reward you will get 12 years is mentioned in Tirmidhi. With that, Maulana, this morning I received so many messages. Mm-hmm. People say on the first night of Ramadan, like tonight, they must read Suratul Fath and so forth. Other people got Inna Anzalna. None of that is authentic. None of that is Sunnah. It's just opinion of some ulama and so forth. But our people now, they start thinking is authentic or is hadith or is Sunnah. All that is wrong. You can't call it Sunnah. You can't say it's authentic. And so it's an opinion, that's all it is. So we need to be very careful about that. Always protect and preserve the sunnah and don't confuse the issues here. So you will do that, my brother, sister. Then your meals, then Isha, then Taraweeh. Then after Taraweeh, okay, during Taraweeh, Also another issue. Many masajid now, they put the board there. Subhana dhil mulki wal malakut. That dua also permissible, but not sunnah. If you read Durood Sharif, salawat, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. In that pauses there, you'll get much more reward. You read kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, greater reward. You will read istighfar, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. So that are the things we should try and read. Then after witr salat, now you're going to read witr with the imam after 20 rakats tarawih, then you read after witr. This is the sunnah dua mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Read with me, brother. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. So that you will read softly. Then little bit loud, not screaming. That the third time, Subhan al Malik al Quddus. You prolong it and you raise your voice a little bit. Sunnah of the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and wa nasu anha ghafilun. The people are mindful of it, and that is in Sunan Nasai. Then, mashallah, you left the and what have you, then wake up early tomorrow morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock, then escort, right? So what is it, Molana escort, is it?
Ji, Ustad.
Right. So then you must check your time, what time is cut off time for Sehri and so forth. So then, mashallah, you read 2, 4, 6, 8 akat tahajjud, make istighfar. That astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah for 3-5 minutes, make dua, then you have your suhoor. And your suhoor, your sehri, that have dates. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamar. The best suhoor, pre-dawn meal a person can have is dates. Hadith in Abu Dawood. See how you must have your program. Then your salat, then tilawat of Quran and so forth and so on.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 29 minutes after 11 South African time. Ustad, let's go to Rudaport. It says here, Mufti Saab, I want to say something. Let's play a game of who's the boss. Should it be husband or wife? Wife does everything at home. The husband only brings in the bucks. Who works the most? Let's hear your opinion of who should be the boss and why. An angry sister wrote a report to start.
Is not my sister, my opinion, your opinion, that we leave for the parliaments. They work with opinion and this, and therefore you see most of the countries in such a big mess and mayhem and chaos. Ours is revelation, mother, sister. And therefore we say when there's a conflict between revelation and reason, revelation must be given preference. When there is ta'aruz, conflict, contradiction between aqal and naqal, intellect, intelligence, and as a revelation, always revelation must get preference. This morning I told my wife, I said, you know, this is the last breakfast we're having now, the next 30 days, 29 days, no breakfast, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever time we had. So you must remember this. So I told her something. She said, I said, see, you the minister of home affairs, whatever you decide is your decision. Me, I don't poke my nose in that. Everything outside is my job, you see, that I must do. So you, sister, you must tell that husband of yours, when he's in a good mood, and you in a good mood, and the children are not there, don't make a noise in front of the children, and both of you or one of you in a bad mood, then it will be counterproductive. It wouldn't be good. So, both of you in a good mood, oh darling, tonight is Ramadan, come let us make dua together, and so forth. You have to butter him up. You women know how to do all that. And then you speak to him when he's alone and in a good mood, cheerful. You must tell him, you know what? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married his ladli, his most beloved child and daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, and then the verdict was passed. Oh Ali, everything outside, you do radiallahu anhu warda. Oh ladli, my beloved Fatima radiallahu anha, whatever inside you must do. You see? So you don't encroach on one another and so forth. Yes, the husband, he's not doing you a favor. It's his his duty. Remember that he must pay for roti, kapra, makan. He must pay for the shelter. He must pay for the food. He must pay for the bills. All those things here. Education, your children's education, whatever. So that is what Islam teaches. But today, people want to practice on Islam selectively. So that's where all the problems come about.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, so what will happen if one performed istikhara, the Shia method? Ustad, anonymous.
Shia is a kuffar. You must remember, we're not interested in their method. Today I sent out one alim. He said, please, Mufti, Dad, send me that. I don't know where I put it. So I sent him two clips. If anybody wants it, even now, today, just send me a message in the afternoon, because now I'm busy right till 2 o'clock. So in the afternoon, I will send it to you. But anybody of you, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah listeners, or the Sirius FM listeners, that you're listening now live, so the bliss of marriage part 1, tomorrow is part 2, inshallah. So remember that the kuffar Shia is their scholars, is what they are saying. They say la'anat Abu Bakr, la'anat Umar, la'anat Aisha, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They're cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Aisha, and say these are the real terrorists, Allah forbid. Imagine you call people like that Muslim. We say 100% kuffar, you must remember that. And then the other kafir kuffar Shia says that whilst the wife is fasting, you can sodomize her, go in a back passage, and remember it is permissible, and her fast will not break, and there is no ghusl also upon her. And then he said, وَكَذَلِكَ الْغُلَامِ, and likewise if you do that with the boy. So see what they're doing. Everything of theirs is upside down. The kuffar Shia, they like backdoor business. You must remember that. That they will catch the boy, sodomize him. Catch the wife, sodomize her. They part of the Qawm-e Lut. You must remember, they part of the gay brigade. And remember this type of thing. Absolute kuffar they are. Allah's curse be upon them. All this we got from their scholars. You understand? It's not our thing. We just send it out to educate to you. Educate you. Our job, our duty, and in this Ramadan, beg Allah, Ya Allah, let me live with the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let me die according to the structures and belief structure of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let me defend the honor of the Sahaba.
Ameen.
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. These are their main targets, the kuffar Shia. Istikhara, you just read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Oh beloved Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. Whatever comes in your heart, that's your decision. You don't have to go and sleep. You don't have to dream. All that people just wrote. There's nothing like that. That is Quran or Sunnah. It's just opinion, remember.
22 minutes to 12. You are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Remember 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. There's a very, very interesting question, Ustad. A listener says here that, dear Mufti Sahab, since tonight will be, inshallah, the first night of Tarawih, some people want to read 8 or 10 rakats tonight, Ustad. Is that permissible, Ustad, according to the 4 a'imma?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember that according to all 4 schools, Tarawih is only 20 rakats. There's no such thing as Tarawih being 8 rakats and 10 rakats. That are all people looking for shortcuts. And don't come tell me this Mufti Saab and this Grand Mufti and this Sheikh. All that are not Sharia. That is all their expediency. They want to maybe curry favor with people or do that and so forth. Sharia is Tarawih. We remember is 20 rakats. And remember time of Sayyidina Umar, Sahabas, Aimma Arba, 4 schools. And if you want reference, go open Tirmidhi, go open Sheikh Sabuni's kitab. Our Honorable Ustad who passed away a few weeks, he wrote a whole kitab on Tarawih Salat, 20 rakats and so forth. So many ulama have written on that. And I told you and I warned you, once you start moving away from the 4 schools, then remember, man shadda shadda in Nar. That once you start going in that is a part of ruin and destruction. Remember that is a very serious offense. So therefore, my advice to you, that read 20 rakats Tarawih. You old, you sickly, you can't manage standing, sit on the chair, sit on the floor, wherever is convenient, but make sure you read and perform the 20 rakats Tarawih. To go shopping, then nothing paining, remember that. Paid to cage, na matu to cage, and does do nothing paining. Everybody is there, but the boss is still chair, so the butter is very cheap, and thus, and all that, thus. Then everything, but for Tarawih, no, everything paining and all that. So remember, it's mind over matter. Do it for the love of Almighty Allah, for the love of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is what Ramadan is all about, to suppress our desires.
So Ustaz, can we ladies read Tarawih, the units of four, Ustaz?
Remember that according to the Hanafi school only, that you can read in units of four. You see, just now will be Zuhr time, and you're going to read four rakat sunnat muakkada. So if you read it like that in 4-4-4, so it's permissible, but better to read in twos, according to Hanafis also. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbali say no, it must be in twos, you can't read in four, that's not permissible. So only Hanafis allow it. It's for men and women. For example, the men are old or sickly or so, and they can't manage reading for long, you understand, standing and so forth. So read in fours, never mind, Allah Ta'ala gave some discount in that way. So still 20 rakats, but 5 times 4, not 10 times 2. But if you read 10 times 2, it's all the better, and that's the proper sunnah method.
Let's kill two birds with one stone, Ustad. One question says here, dear Mufti Sahab, we know that our Sir Ramaphosa gave the permission, of course, for us to perform Tarawih in the masjid, but some masajids are still closed, dear Mufti Sahab. Can we get our Darul Iman to intervene on this? Second question says, Ustad, what are the 5 signs of Ulama'i Su? Anonymous Ustad.
Okay, these are two different questions, but we'll merge it there. So you must remember, under the auspices of Darul Iman, Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, we bow down, we beg Allah, petition Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, through your fazl, grace, mercy, we released the book yesterday, before Maghrib, I said before Ramadan starts, so let us release it, alhamdulillah, and the peace. People, many of them are responding excellent with Allah's help. So it's ummati, ummati, and protect your iman. Ummati, ummati, protect your iman. You will see everything written there is documented, everything, the faces are covered and so forth. What crimes these so-called scholars have committed and so forth and so on. So let's break it up now and see. Till today, you must remember some masajid are closed. Who's to blame? So you must remember, if the trustees closed it, they to blame. If the imam said it must be closed, then they to blame. If both of them colluded, both parties to blame. So whoever it is, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114, Almighty Allah poses a question. وَمَنَ أَظَلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Who can be a bigger zalim, oppressor, transgressor than him, who prevents people to come and read Salah there in a masajid of Almighty Allah. See, masajid Allah. The masjid, the mosque of Almighty Allah. Masjid don't belong to a family or anybody. They can be trustees, but the ownership is only Almighty Allah. Ayyudhkara fi asmuhu, that Allah's name is taken. And what they do? Wasa'a fi kharabiha. They strive to destroy the masjid. Destroying don't mean you come with a hammer only, or you come with a bulldozer and bulldozer. To close the masjid also, remember, Isa'a fi kharabiha. Ulaika ma kana lahum an yadkhuluha illa khaifin. Those are the people, they don't want to enter but fear. They say, if you go to the masjid, you'll get sick. It's a super spreader of the virus. Al inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Make the statement clear to all and sundry. The masjid is the super spreader of Allah's mercy. When we enter the masjid, which dua we read? Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, jalla wala, open your doors of mercy. But this ummah, with that lopsided thinking of theirs, with the zigzag fatwa, not with the paper on which is written. So you must remember, they say, no, you mustn't go, because you will get sick, you make sajda there, you'll get sick and so forth. So for such people who close the masjid, lahum, or went to court also, so lahum fi dunya khizyum walahum fil akhirati azabun azim, for them is disgrace in this worldly life, and for them, you must remember, is a grievous, terrible, horrible punishment in the year after. Allah protect us. So that is the first part. Then the second part, you ask, what are the five signs of the ulama-e-su, the evil ulama? Yes, they might be scholars, but look at their fatawa, look at what they do in public and so forth. So let's break it down. Number one, any person, you must remember, or organizations, person, organization, what it is, same thing, that went to court to close the masajid that happened last year Ramadan. Remember, friends of the court, so you must remember that the ulama esu, there's no question about that. Unprecedented in human history, sheikhs, maulanas, muftis, imams, call whatever you want, they're going to court. That's a definite sign. So to come out of that mess, you have to publicly make tawbah and apologize to the ummah and beg Almighty Allah. Otherwise, the disgrace will continue till your grave, your children, grandchildren will read about it. Father closed the masjid, dada closed the masjid, all this. So what a shame and disgrace that is. Allah forbid. That's one. Number two, those people who are not prepared to make a public statement regarding the Shias. Shias are 100% kuffar. I just told you now, they cursing openly, said Abu Bakr, said Omar, said Aisha, that they say muta, prostitution, Khomeini, the kuffar rights, you must remember in the book which I have. They gave me all these books. Tawdihul Masail, in there is written that you make 1 hour muta, prostitution is permissible. It's Muslim that I'm asking you. So all these organizations, Kain and Mankan, we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. That is our stance. Remember, we here to protect the deen according to Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Hada min fadli Rabbi. So those who don't prepare to make public statements, in public they must say, the hand they must be recorded, everything, that the Shias are kuffar, then that people are ulama esu. They call Maulvis from Pakistan here, the Maulvi himself is mixed up and come tell us Shia, Sunni, bye-bye, hey, we are brothers. So you must remember that. So to call people like that to come spread the hypocrisy here, so that is what they did. So remember, that's the second sign. Third sign, TV. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 25, that everybody would say is not permissible. Suddenly all the fatwas thrown out, so now TV became permissible and video became permissible. To have your own show on the TV became permissible. But imagine now Ramadan time, the Maulana is there and you will see how they are all dolled up just like the woman also. They have to, you know, put some makeup and all these things. But it must look presentable. The presenter must look presentable. Sometimes I used to make dua. I should say, you know, for certain organizations, I say, Ya Allah, give the directors direction. You understood? Ya Allah, give the directors direction. So now for these people, they say they are presenters on the TV. So to present themselves, they must put some makeup. Must see, I must look white in color. My beard must be tip-top. Let me trim it this way, that way. And the turban, the kurta, everything must be matching and all that. For who you doing all that? And then the woman looking at you, what you going to answer? Quran says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ Surah 24, verses 30-31, that the men must lower their gaze, the women must lower their gazes, but you promoting yourself and your show and all that, and we say we from ulama, think about that. We can fool people, we can't fool Allah, we can't play with the deen of Almighty Allah. So number one, people who went to court, people who closed the masjid, haven't apologized. Number two, people who are not prepared to call the Shias kuffar in public. Number three, those people who go on TV legalizing it, giving fairy tale, this Maulana, that Mufti Sahab, all that is not Dalil in Islam. Remember that. Speak with Dalil. Come with evidence. Don't come with fairy tales. Then number four, that all these halal certificates. Let me be clear. You're going to stay away from halal food. Tomorrow you're fasting, O South African. Tomorrow you're fasting, O Muslim Ummah. You're staying away from halal. But in the evening, you're going to eat haram chicken. In the evening, you're going to eat haram food because of that halal logo. These halal logos are not worth the paper on which they are written. It's a money-making gimmick. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. So go see in that ummati. Go see there in that book. Oh yeah, let me make the announcement. What we sent yesterday are the first 9 chapters. Still 6 chapters are outstanding. Inshallah, next week or so. Maybe this week, but next week definitely, inshallah. So that is being compiled and everything proofread. And inshallah, that we will send out. There's a second part. So just go read there and see what they did with this halal certificates and halal logos. So be very careful. You can't be staying away from halal. And then evening time, when it's eating time, you eat with haram. All this chicken, the stunned and what and what and what have you. So think properly what we are doing. That just money making all the time. Remember that. So that is 4. And number 5, so you must remember the people who don't practice hijab in this sense. We all are sinners, make no mistake. But openly you will see they posing with a woman, intermingling with a woman, and they busy smiling with a woman. They on the shows with a woman on the TV. How can we ever read salat behind these people? I'm asking you. How can we give them zakat? I'm asking you. Therefore, our fatwa, and I told you before, to give these, I see lot of messages coming. This organization appeal for Ramadan, this one for Ramadan. You must not give any one of them. They're guilty of all 5. They close the masajid. They're not prepared to say that the Shias are kuffar. Third one, you must remember, they promote the TV, which is haram. Fourth one, you must remember, this halal logos and making this halal Sharia compliant and Allah and all money making business. So you must remember that. And fifth one, this intermingling openly at a grand scale. So you must remember, we all are guilty, remember that. But to do it the way they are doing it, smiling, posing on the videos, on the cameras, and all these type of things, and they justify it also. So therefore, our fatwa is to read salat behind them, to give this organization zakat, everything definitely not permissible.
I see the our friend in Renesia says, so Mufti Sahib, if you're claiming the ulama isu, then how come Allah is using them for deen? And let's be realistic. Your lawyers are not in deen. Remember, inna Allah alim bidhati sudur. Brother from Renesia, Ustad.
I answered this question this morning. I don't know if you hear the morning program. There was a brother by the name of Jerry, non-Muslim. And remember, he said he listens to our program in the morning, maybe on Radio Ansar or maybe Merkaz, I'm not sure, but it seemed like he's from Durban. And he said he's a non-Muslim and he's got a non-Muslim radio, he's got a musical station, radio station. So he said that he wants to, you must remember, take, you know, this, you know, what you call it, our program, and he wants to play it on his radio. So I said from our side, if you play it, we won't even know. But if you want permission, I give you permission. And I quoted the hadith from Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajulil fajir. Allah Ta'ala, okay, sometimes or many a time, it depends on the wisdom of Allah. We don't understand the wisdom of Allah with our puny little brains. There to assist the deen, even non-Muslims will be used. To say that this Maulana, this Mufti Sahib, this Sheikh Sahib, this one, this organization, Allah is using. That does not mean we must, you know, today what they call, they say we must have the herd business, you know, the vaccination must be the herd. So we mustn't behave like the herd mentality, like sheep we must just follow. We must expose all these things here. You see, you go study, I don't know what you know of Sharia. Go and study Asma'ur Rijal and Nisa. When they ask the scholars, what you say of this person? These are Imam Bukhari, Imam Malik, Imam Muslim, and all the giants. And Ali ibn al-Madini. Ali ibn al-Madini is the ustad of Imam Bukhari. He used to say, Ilmur Rijal nisfu ilm al-Hadith. The said truth is this. Our da'alums, 90% of them don't teach this today. So you must remember that this is one of the things I have raised with so many of the ustad. ustads and principals. I said, you know, our students come out. If you ask them 20 sahabis profile, they don't know. But we're giving them certificates. I mean, let us be honest. So ilmu rijal, he used to say, Ali ibn al-Madini, that to know the man who reported the hadith is half the science of hadith. And then they used to sift out. They say, this one kazab, this one ye wadi, this one ye laysa bithika, this one ye is a liar, this one ye is a Shia, this one is this. If you see the words they used to use, for what? To protect the deen of Islam. You must remember this type of things here. So brother, that's why we released that book Ummati, and we showed everything, remember, with evidence, and remember that we showed you. That is what they have to address. We are also sinners. I told you 101 times, but we don't justify the wrong. The crime they are committing, they justify the haram they are doing. And that is the way Iblis did. Nabi Adam alayhi salam committed a mistake. For Anbiya, we never use the word sin. He said, Ya Allah, I made a mistake. Forgive me, Ya Allah. Rabbana, zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana, wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, we committed wrong, Ya Allah. If you don't forgive us, you don't have mercy on us, then surely we are going to be the losers. And he, Iblis and Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala, Allah knows everything. Allah wants to ask him why he must speak, so it be used as hujjat, as proof against him. Ma mana'aka Allah tasjuda idh amartuk? Why you don't make sajda when I commanded you? Qala ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. What they will tell us? They say, who are you to come and tell us? Go fly a kite. That's exactly what they're saying. So they got the superior mentality and this type of things. And qala ana khayrun. Why they don't apologize? Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. You created me from fire that goes upwards. You created him from sand and dust that remains on the floor. So that's what's happening today. That is our point, brother.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, a revered sister from Land South says, G. Mufti Saab, I also married for 3 years. And I don't know if my husband is lying, or but he says his sheikh also told him. So what he does, Mufti Saab, before he goes for Tarawi, he must be intimate with me. He says this is the wife's jannat under the father's feet. And if I don't do that, Mufti Saab, he gets upset. Sometimes he even misses Tarawi. But he says his sheikh said he must be intimate with me before Tarawi, Ustad. 3 years already this is happening, Ustad.
The best thing you must tell your husband, he must cut off all ta'alluq, connect ties with that sheikh. You must remember, if a sheikh can tell, we don't know if your husband is speaking the truth, right? But let's assume we give him the benefit of the doubt that he's speaking the truth. And yet, so then tell him that sheikh there is a real crooked sheikh, who tells their people that, no, get busy with your wife, even if you must Tarawi. Inna lillah. So it means you must Isha also. So what good is that, I'm asking you? So the whole purpose of Sheikh and all that is Islah. So Islah means we become better human beings. We become better Muslims. We become ambassadors of Islam. The pride and arrogance must be eliminated, eradicated. The jealousy must be removed. And the love for this world must be removed. The majesty of Allah, the love for Allah must increase. The love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam must increase. The love for Deenul Islam must increase. So what is this all this teaching you? No. So that these people here, remember. Therefore, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a book. Today we're discussing Surah Furqan. I'll give you the rundown now. So he wrote a book which I have. Al-Furqan Baina Awliya Ir-Rahman Wa Awliya Ir-Shaytan. The difference and the distinction between the friends of Allah and the friends of Shaitan. If it's true what you are saying, then I can tell you these are not true sheikhs. They are just corrupted and fooling you. You must remember, Allah protect us.
Ustad, listen to this question, Ustad. It's going to make you go into tears. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mufti Saab for his invaluable advices. This is from overseas. His devotion to serving the Ummah and his fearless approach to always putting the truth forward. Our heartfelt thanks to his beloved wife for sharing him with the Ummah. May Allah preserve your work and continue to use you till your last breath for deen. Allahu Akbar. Islam, Ameen. Binti Yusuf from Zambia, Ustad.
Barakallah, sister Binti Yusuf. The main thing in life, we must have ikhlas. That only Allah knows. We don't have to do things to impress people. Always remember that. Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked, you writing Muwatta Malik, who will read it? He said, I write for Allah, Allah will preserve it. Lot of others are writing, and then it will perish if there's no ikhlas. See what happened to his work everywhere in the world. Istiqamat, beg Almighty Allah for steadfastness. Remember that. And third, we must speak the truth. Don't curry favor. Allah will disgrace us. You can see today what's happening. All of them getting disgraced. Disgraced by the government, disgraced by the people, disgraced in the ummah. So remember that. And ask Allah, is Ramadan starting tonight in Zambia, South Africa, for qabooliyat and acceptance. Okay, let me give you the rundown quickly. 12 o'clock, the news, inshallah, with Brother Yusuf Ali. 12 to 12.30. This is for today now. From tonight, things will change, obviously. So 12 to 12.30, our brother Maulana Zahid Khan with the hadith lesson. 12.30 to 1, Maulana Harun. I want to tell you one thing of Maulana Harun. It will be very good for you, the imams. Maulana Harun told the trustees, and that he was more than 40 years imam, that no one must tell me who I must put on the musalla. I'm the imam. No trustee must say that this my son must make and that. So he used to appoint who will be the imam. Likewise, the times of salat he used to. That is what you imams must learn always. You must be in charge, not the trustee. So this Maulana Harun taught a lot of us this. I'm not the imam, but I know that. So you must learn. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And then 1 to 1.30, 1 o'clock Adhan. And then 5 past 1 to 1.30, Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verses 63 to 70. That's life. Then 1.30 to 2, Surah An'am, that is from the archives, verses, chapter 6, verses 105 to 110. Then 2 to 3, Brother Al-Amin, inshallah, Amin Templeton, with the political news and views. 3 to 3.30 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Maulana Arafat. Then 3.35, 3.40, Brother Al-Amin Templeton, inshallah, with economic news and views. And then there will be some zikr or something, and then the Maghrib Adhan, and then so our brother Yusuf Ali, inshallah, iftar program 6:05, inshallah, he'll be starting, our brother Yusuf Ali, till around 6:20-6:35, and then Maulana Venkar will take over with the tafsir till 7 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock, we move to Mountain Rise for the Taraweeh, Maulana Bamji is there, so 7 o'clock Adhan, 7:15, inshallah, Jamaat, and they will go, we'll take Taraweeh and Dua, then cut off, we won't take the Witr, and go to Makkah Mukarramah for the Taraweeh with the Witr, and inshallah, after that, we will have Maulana Bamji Nasiha and so forth. And inshallah, after that, the programs will continue. That after Maulana Bamji's program, inshallah, I know we got Jews a day night, and we got Sheikh Anwar Olaki and Maulana Dawood Siddat and so forth. And anybody wants the schedule, just contact Maulana Arafat, contact me. It is on our website, right, Brother Yusuf Ali? www.markazsahaba.com. And inshallah, you can just peruse it there, inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khair, assalamu alaikum.
And 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, Suhoor program, inshallah, live on As-Safina 2 Ilal Jannah. From myself, inshallah, and our beloved Ustad, up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio.